marks in here, the smarks in here, yeah.
Doom. I reference Cena so much, I'm sure you assume that I got a man crush, but I swear it's just random, not fandom. Ignore the lifelike mannequin. You can't see it, I didn't see it. Next to me in my Kia, and drive somewhere scenic to watch a sunset in Phoenix, share a box of Kleenex, to leave it in the middle of a bee's nest.
Yo, it's your boy Sean Puff. I'm here with Lionel, and this is Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Geeks.
Let's go.
Yeah. We're back, another episode. I feel like wrestling doesn't want us to do the Smarkies.
It's ridiculous.
They're just like, every time I'm like, we're ready to go, they're like, here we go, something else.
Correct. It has been nonstop news. Everything and all the things are going on at the same time. So we got a lot to talk about this week.
Yeah, we got a lot on the docket. It's going to be a great show. Listen, as far as the Smarkies, we're not going to skip them completely, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to figure it out, and we're going to do a special episode, so it'll be a bonus episode, which will be the Smarkies, so that we can do it, because we feel like every week, something else is going to happen. 2024 has been nuts.
Wild, to say the least. So,
I mean,
Where do we start? It's been so much, and there's so much to talk about.
Right. Let's go with the smaller story, and let's talk about Marty Jannetty.
Okay.
So Marty Jannetty just came out, and this kind of got buried in the news because everything else that's going on, right?
Yeah.
So Marty Jannetty just came out and said that his doctor told him that his leg has to be amputated.
Wow.
And then he found out that his cousin died, or somebody died. And it's sad to say this, but ask it around, try to find things. It's hard for me to find out anything because what everybody says is it's Marty Jannetty. So It's like 50-50 that it's true and that it's bullshit.
Okay. It's crying wolf type of deal.
Because he's nuts. He's had some shit that happened. Like, have you started watching Dark Side of the Ring?
I'm still on the first one, and I can barely make it through at night. So
when you get to the Marty Jannetty one, you're okay. Like, oh, because this dude's nuts. Like, he said, he told people that he killed the guy. It, like, outside of a bar in a back alley. Yeah. There's no proof of it. And he'll, like, now
so he's legit, like schizo, basically.
Or something.
That sounds very schizo.
Yeah, I don't know. But he's weird. Like, he met a girl that he was attracted to. And then after they started talking, she said that she found him because she thinks he's her father.
Mm.
And, like, he's like, so am I wrong if I have sex with this girl who might meet my daughter if we don't get tested to find out?
I mean, what?
Yo, Marty Jannetty parties. He's just all about Marty Jannetty.
Clearly.
I'm surprised he hasn't ended up with Tony Khan doing coke. I'm just saying. We'll start with that.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it already sounds like he's doing something a little stronger than coke.
Right, seriously.
If he's conjuring up fake murders, damn.
He said the same day that he found out his leg had to be possibly needs to be amputated. His brother called him on the phone and said his sister had passed away.
Oh.
So again, don't know if that's really true.
Yeah. Okay. You're like, if that is true, damn, dog. But if it's not, damn, dog.
Right. Like, where do you draw the line if you're like, yo, that's just, it's kind of wrong if you're like lying about this.
Yeah, that'd be dirty.
And he said some shit. Like, I'm telling you, go look up things that Marty Jannetty has said, and he says the most insane shit. He's my Facebook friend.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit that he posts on Facebook is just nuts sometimes. You're just like, yo, this dude talking out the pocket again. Just saying shit. They're just like, dude, you probably should have put that on Facebook, bro.
Has this always been like his deal?
Yeah, it's his thing. But I feel like maybe when Shawn Michaels threw him through the barbershop window back in the day, like, bust his head up.
Good old CTE for your ass.
But I feel like his thing is he was always like the overlooked guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody cares about Marty Jannetty. I'm trying to pull up his Facebook right now so I'll show you some of the shit that he says. Like, dude's a nut. He just says shit that you're like, what? That's not it. Here it is right here. So this dude will come out of, I guess his birthday just passed. So I'm going to find some stuff. I'm going to send you things and you can put them out like in little clips and show people. So there's another thing that Marty Jannetty said. It's one of those things. What did Marty Jannetty say this week?
Yeah, about to say, start a whole series on that.
Seriously, like, there used to be a website for for one of the Hart family.
Mm.
Was always in jail. Just like, is he in jail?
Is he in jail?
Yeah.
Let's figure it out this week.
We're going to do one for Marty Jannetty. What did Marty Jannetty say? Did Marty Jannetty say anything stupid this week?
Yeah, that'd be a good short series for us.
Facts. So we don't got to beat the dead horse with that one. Marty Jannetty's nuts. I hope he doesn't have to have his leg amputated. And I don't...
It's so crazy that you even have to like doubt when somebody says something like that. So
right, seriously. But here's the thing. I don't even know how to feel on the other side of it, right? Part of me is like, oh, I hope his sister actually passed away.
Yeah.
Because that'd be messed up if his sister didn't pass away. But the other side, I don't want to hope his sister passed away.
I know, exactly.
But damn. That'd be his sister didn't pass away.
Damn, like I hope you ain't lying, dog. But yeah. If you ain't lying, she's alive. I mean, I don't know, dog.
Right.
We gotta coin that as a paradox in his name.
I hope you're lying, but I hope you're not lying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever his last name. Paradox.
Right. The Jannetty paradox.
Jannetty paradox, everybody.
He's just say some stuff that's so messed up that you don't even know if you want it to be real or not real, because either way is messed up.
Yeah.
That's Marty Jannetty for you. Speaking of messed up.
Yes.
Where do we want to go with this one? Let's go to Ashley Massaro. So, John Laurinaitis, his lawyer came out now, and I feel like this is all part of this whole thing. Like, he was involved in everything with the whole Vince thing, right?
Yeah.
So now I feel like he's trying to save his ass.
Yeah.
Right? So, again, when shit like this happens, I don't know who to believe. But I kind of want to lean with John Laurinaitis on this one, because Ashley Massaro came out and said this happened a long time ago. Yep. And now he's like, oh, yeah, we knew about it.
Yep.
So the story was that she said that she got drugged and raped at Tribute for the Troops.
The USO Tribute to the Troops.
Yeah, so if you don't know what Tribute for the Troops is, WWE for years now has been going and doing a show at the USO for the troops. It's just all military people. No civilians are allowed to come in. It's specifically for the military. And they hang out, they take pictures with them and do all kind of stuff, dinner and all kind of stuff with the military. Well, Ashley Massaro got drugged and raped, allegedly, right? She said stuff, nothing came from it. Apparently, they told her to keep it hush because of the relationship that WWE has with the military. And they didn't want to bring that bad look on the military to be like, hey, you know, we brought wrestlers there and some of your guys drugged and raped one of our girls.
Yeah.
So again, this is another Jannetty paradox. It's like, man, I hope that's not true, but why would you lie about that?
It's like we said earlier, you know what I mean? Like this, the dominoes are starting to fall. And like anything that was kind of sketchy before, everybody's going to look back at now. And a lot of people are going to try to save themselves by saying, oh yeah, no. I told you guys. Mm-hmm. No. But it's like, you know, you can not lie by only telling a part of the truth.
Right.
But you're still omitting parts.
Yep.
So now in this revisit, we're looking back at things that were like basically omitted.
Right.
And now we're going to really get like a fuller picture.
And I feel like people kind of knew, and this was kind of one of those things that was like, it made bigger news. Like, she went into deep depression over this and she committed suicide.
Correct.
This girl is dead because of this now.
Yep.
So to me, this is huge. Now that WWE is going to come out and say, yeah, we kind of told her to cover it up. So to me, the next question is, what did you do to help this girl? Right? You know what I mean? Crazy. Like, this girl was part of the family.
Look, back in 2018, the attorney of the late Massaro issued a sworn affidavit stating that she was raped by a doctor in Kuwait while on tour with the WWE. The accused doctor, identified as someone with the military, and both Vince McMahon and Laurinaitis were allegedly aware of the situation. It's crazy.
Nuts. You know what I mean? Then she went through depression because they kind of were just like, guys, don't say nothing about it. And ended up committing suicide. That's crazy.
And then here's what they did in 2019. And the WWE released a statement back in 2019 after the affidavit was released, denying that McMahon or WWE management were made aware of Massaro's accusations. I quote, at no time was Vince McMahon or management of WWE ever informed by Ashley Massaro or anybody else that she had been sexually assaulted, drug raped, or sodomized by a military doctor with a nurse standing guard while on Goodwill tour in 2007 to U.S. military bases in Kuwait. At no time was there ever a meeting with Vince McMahon, Kevin Dunn, Laurinaitis, and other company executives in which she told them such a claim and was instructed to keep it quiet. And it just goes on to say more of the same. But again, as we look back now, you know, you have this guy, Laurinaitis, saying, yeah, we already knew. Mm-hmm. So It's crazy. And now when this happens, you got to look back at everything. So,
right. It's like, how many other things like this happened that they were just kind of like, no, don't say anything because we got a relationship here. And let's be real about it, right? For the longest time, it's been a boys club.
Yeah.
It's just, it's that, it's the industry in general, any entertainment industry, it's a boys club.
Yep.
And it's messed up to say that I'm not shocked that this type of stuff happens, but I'm not shocked. Because just knowing what happens in other industries that are similar, you know what I mean? But the fact there was a military guy is what really bugs me out.
Yeah.
And again, we don't know what sex that person was.
Yeah.
But there was a nurse standing guard.
Yeah.
Right? Another genetic paradox. I hope it was a male nurse, I think.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
But I'm saying, like, I hope it was a male nurse, but I hope it wasn't a female nurse that just let this girl get drugged and raped.
Well, I mean, let's not act like we haven't seen a whole Hispanic Latin woman disappear off a base and is still looking for her. Let's not act like we haven't seen films about how the military has been when women join the military and things that happen at basic training and out on tour. So it's like, it's not, at this point, it's like everything until how they say innocent until proven guilty. Unfortunately, society has seen so much that it's the other way around now.
Right,
and that's not necessarily fair. It's not fair for a person who is innocent, but we've seen enough now where it's like.
And then we've seen enough cases like this where people let it go and didn't say anything. Oh, well, now we can't prove anything about that. Now you find out years later. Yeah, this probably happened.
Correct.
And they were in Kuwait. So again, it wasn't like, oh, we went down to Georgia. I mean, like, they went to active military personnel who have been in Kuwait, who are fighting in the war. Like, this was during the operation in Kuwait. Like, this was years ago that it happened.
I just hate that it takes away from, like, good soldiers. I hate that it takes away from, like, good wrestlers.
Right.
I hate that it takes away from, like, good athletes.
Yes. Yes.
Good dads, good men.
Good doctors.
Exactly. It sucks because that becomes the emphasis. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, the whole industry looks a certain way when if you actually look at it for what it is, it's like, no, every industry has that seedy fucked up corner of like weirdos that get their way in, but the vast majority of it doesn't like operate like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know.
I work in finance. You can't look at all of us like Bernie Madoff.
Correct.
Bernie Madoff is one guy that was involved, probably with a couple other people.
Correct.
But that's not the standard bearer for everybody. So it's messed up, but you're right. People do look at that and now they're like, oh, and especially with everything going on in wrestling now, it just makes it worse. It was it's a horrible time for it to come out, but a good time with everything else coming out, I guess. Again,
and then you got to figure out, like, you know, like, I can see how that happened too. Cause like once this whole thing happened with Vince, it's like, okay, if the Massaro family's looking at it, you know what I'm saying? They feel like they never got their just due. They're like, all right, now's the time to push this back into the space.
Absolutely.
Because clearly something's going on here.
Yeah.
And imagine that family's been getting gaslit the whole time to feel like something didn't happen. Just for this guy to come out with a statement and say, oh, yeah, we didn't know about
it. Wow, I didn't even think of that side of it. So, imagine being the family of Ashley Massaro, and now you're hearing that WWE did know about it. When you've been told all these years, your daughter killed herself over this.
Yep.
That's
tough.
I mean, you're getting some closure, but not really. I feel like that would just make me more angry. I'd be more angry over the situation.
You know what's crazy, too? Because of the time frame that... Yes, because now you reopen that wound. Maybe the family was just starting to finally move in a direction, and now you come out and say this because you're realizing, like, okay, low key, no matter what anybody thinks or not, like, the WWE and the wrestling industry is being audited low key right now by the people that need to be looking at things to make sure that it's clean house, because those people pay for insurance to do their company. They pay for insurance to do their business. And I'm going to tell you right now, insurance companies are not looking to be paying out all your fucking settlements all day.
Right.
So low key, the industry is being audited right now. That's why you're seeing this. Behind the scenes, there are people in the insurance spaces that are definitely making sure they're putting a fine tooth comb. I'm fucking high, guys. I'm not even gonna hold you. To make sure that they're double checking and doing their responsibility to make sure that this is not happening, because it's not just the moral aspect. This costs people money.
Right. Fact.
And if I look at and investigate and realize you're uninsurable, you've seen insurance companies, and I'm not talking about like fucking Geico. I'm talking about large, big insurance companies walk away.
And
you can't operate. It can't be an operating body. Like, people are always worried about a board and shit. No, your business needs insurance.
Right. Yes.
So boards are scary, but if your insurance guy's like, nah, guys, I'm gonna walk away.
And insurance pulls out all the time. Like, look what happened in Florida after the last big, they had like two big hurricanes, and like these insurance companies lost so much money.
Give you no more
they were just insurance. Like, yo, if you're like on close to the water, we're not gonna cover you if you get flooded anymore. That's it.
Correct.
And some of the people that were already there, they're like, yeah, you know what? I'm sorry, we're not gonna cover you. Correct. We'll give you back your premiums that you paid for the flood part, but we're not gonna cover it. That's it. It's too much of a risk. Yep. So
we're definitely seeing a reckoning going on, and some people are trying to get ahead of it.
And the words that Vince had
said, that tells me is that he's going to be a cooperating party in that investigation. That's all that tells me.
He's like, listen, I haven't got canceled yet. I'm going to make sure I don't.
Yeah, he's going to be cooperating.
Ashley said, Vince told her to not let one bad experience ruin the good work they were doing.
Yeah.
And that's the other side of it, too, because I do get where he was coming with that. Because it wasn't, think about this. This wasn't something that technically would hurt the WWE, right? It wasn't their guy.
No, it
wasn't their nurse.
It would. It doesn't matter.
I think it was more the relationship with the military. You got to think of who Vince is, his political stances. He's a Republican. He's very pro-military. So I feel like it was we'll deal with it. Don't say anything because we don't want the military to look bad while they're in Kuwait.
Because think about what was going on. All of that's bad.
Right.
The best thing for... Okay, I'm gonna do this again. Guys, the best thing for you to do in that scenario is be a fucking man and help that woman hold that other person accountable.
Right. Seriously.
No cover-ups, guys.
Yeah, get straight to it.
Be a fucking man. If a woman comes to you and tells you she's been violated, and for a fact you can prove and understand that that is exactly what happened, because you have to vet it. But once you're done and you did your due diligence, help that woman get her justice. Because trying to cover shit up is why we're looking at the legacy being all tarnished now. Because now we're looking at Brock Lesnar being eradicated from the books. We're looking at, and now when Brock's been disappeared.
Undertaker must be psyched, right?
He loves it because he keeps his record. Yeah.
Right? Does that mean he's not undefeated again? Because Brock's gone?
Actually, yes. Omitted. See you later. In my book, he is. Anyway. But again, like, what you think might not be a big deal is your own ignorance for not having enough empathy to understand you're not that person.
Right.
So you don't get the ability to quantify how serious it is or if they need to get over it, because that's what they got to go through. That's their process. And anytime you get mixy as a male in that space and you say anything of that such, this is what you're going to deal with. Because I'm telling you right now, this is Laurinaitis saying, I'm going to testify. I'm cooperating. That's what that was, because they're investigating Vince and all the other allegations still. Don't think because you're going to pay this one off, it's going to go away. The other 14 situations looking at is going to come back up.
Right. And he's like, he's trying to cover his ass now, saying, listen, I'm going to help you out with a bunch of stuff. I'm going to tell you everything I know.
He's like, I knew, guys. I said we knew. I said it.
Right. He's like, right. Facts.
Nah, Vince is denying this. Yeah. I said it. What you need? A statement? Here you go. I said it. Y'all got mad statements.
He's Google like, don't erase people power. I want people power still around. I want
to
see that.
It just sucks to have to get there. Because like, you don't, even though he did that, okay, cool, bro. But you don't get absolved from it. Because
you did it. You are part of it.
How much time is going
by. You're part of it. And it's good. And on top of it, this girl killed herself. At least partially because of this whole situation. Like, that to me is the worst part of it. Like, it would be one thing if Ashley Massaro could be here today to say, hey, listen, I told you so. I want something for this.
Correct.
But she can't even come and say, listen, now that you're willing to talk about it, what can you help me?
Correct.
Nah, because she's dead, because she killed herself.
She's gone.
Because she couldn't deal with it. And that's the crazy part about it. So, and I do, like you said, you got to vet situations because some people lie. Some people make things up because they feel a certain way. They want to get somebody in trouble.
Yeah. But everything I just said, I'm still not a just believer because she said it type person. I have to go vet that. You know, I have daughters. Okay. Now, I believe that I'm raising my daughters with a certain level of character. If they come and tell me something, it's real. Because they also know that their daddy, the kind of person I am, is going to scorch the earth if it's real. Right. But even yet and still, I know how kids are.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go into the situation, sound, balance, da-da-da-da-da. But the moment I know this is real, scorched, whole shit's burning down.
Kids are emotions, just people in general. Yeah.
So I don't believe nobody on face value. You got to vet everything. And I believe that's a good thing about everybody. I don't give a fuck with my mama.
Mm-hmm.
I have to vet it.
Plus, especially because people say things. How many times do people say things
when
and when they're mad? And then they come back and they're like, yeah, I don't know. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. But you see it all the time. Even in fights, you have these domestic abuse cases. And then it goes to court and they're like, yeah, no, you know what? I was mad. That didn't really happen like that.
Oh, that happens every single day.
All the time.
Every day.
So you gotta really think about that. And you're right. Like, if my nieces came to me with that, I'm going to go to jail.
I'm going to jail.
You know what I'm saying? But I want to make sure it's true.
Correct. The going to jail part is not the issue. Lock me the fuck up. As long as it's true.
As long as it's true. And especially because, like, my nieces know. I know my youngest niece knows if I call Uncle Sean,
mm-hmm.
he's going to take care of anything that I need.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me something, well, I'm going to call my Uncle Sean anyway. You're not going to want to know what happened.
It's just tough, man, because it's like, it's... So I like to do, like... I like to look at some positive things that's going to come out of this, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know we have more women in wrestling than we've ever had.
True.
And guess what? I believe that this, in the end, will turn into a safer space for them.
I don't know. I mean, it is, but it isn't. And this, like,
it has to. Once you see the big guys getting held accountable, who is going to be?
Yeah, but so here's the thing. The speaking out movement in wrestling happened in 2019, right? It's 2024. Now things are still coming out that didn't come out then. So there's still things that got swept under the rug. There's still people that were in positions that were...
Sean,
maybe it's the evolution of it.
Anything prior to 2020 doesn't exist anymore. After post-pandemic world. We have to, like, acknowledge, like... You know how you watch a movie that's like post-apocalyptic world?
Yeah.
Okay, we are in a post-pandemic world. And
all those canceled
nigga,
people
the rugs are like,
canceled.
The rugs are
like... You're right. They were like, oh.
What was under there?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that the niggas wasn't canceled. Mm-hmm. They're just still pulling rugs up. And it's crazy because, like, I could catch you for one thing, right? But I still want to know all the other shit that might have happened now.
Right.
People
right
used back. To be good. Yeah. Like, I got him. He's out. He's good. How many R. Kelly specials we got, bro? You know what I'm saying? Can you understand?
I feel like Dark Side of the Ring. I feel like Dark Side of the Ring was about to be like, yo, we're out of stuff. And like just this year alone, they're like, oh, sweet. We just got like 2 seasons.
Are you kidding me? Yes. Yes. Dark Side of the Ring is up. Oh my God, they're up. They're probably the biggest winners out of all of this.
They're loving this, man. They're like, yes.
I can see the Lord Knight's special, the Masaro, you know, her story. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck Cody's story. Let's talk about the story. Like, it's crazy, man. But you know what? It's like, I do feel like in this space that at least the women in wrestling know right now that if they do step forward, the climate's in, as long as they're telling the truth, the climate's in a space where.
Right. Right.
It's not just going to be the good old boy club and going to be swept under the rug no more.
Yeah, that's true. And there was a lot of stuff going on.
Because at the end of the day, like, the women bring monetary business value to... You know how hard it is in women's spaces?
Differently, because you got to look at this. Here's the other thing that people don't look at.
Still,
look at the attitude. But look at the attitude era, right?
Yeah.
The attitude era, there weren't women wrestlers. They were the divas, right?
Yes,
it was the divas champion.
Correct.
And it was all about, they had mud wrestling matches. They had bra and panties matches, evening gown matches.
This is actual respectable wrestling.
Yeah, so it's different now. But and here's the other thing, though. You looking hindsight being 2020, right?
Yeah.
When you look at what was going on in that era... Again, can you be surprised that all this stuff was going on backstage? You're like, wow.
No.
They were literally making these girls go out and fight in pools of chocolate pudding. They had a chocolate pudding match with three female wrestlers just wrestled in a pool of pudding.
Not surprised at all. Like
that would not fly today.
It's there's a generation that's much younger than us that are still surprised. Or there's the generations that are amongst us that just act like they're surprised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they know.
Weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
Maybe they weren't paying attention to everything going on that back then.
Industry.
Listening to what's going on. But I mean, look at the stuff that was happening.
But the thing is, it's across all industries.
It is. And we're finding that out more and more with everybody.
All of them. You know what I mean? Like, eventually, like I said, eventually the NBA is going to have a whole thing that they're going to have to go through.
Oh, I bet.
Because the NBA is notoriously known for this. These guys are openly talking about it on the podcast and think it's not going to bite them in the ass.
Right. Facts. Yeah.
So, good luck, guys.
So then, transitioning into another news story, Scott D'Amore, president of TNA, fired. Now, this guy's been there for a while. He kind of... It was surprising because... he kind of spearheaded this whole change back to TNA, put him back on the map, made people actually pay attention to him. He's done a good job with what he's had in TNA. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you, I've heard a few different things. I heard today that part of why he was fired is he had serious overspending. Just on the wrestlers he was bringing in and everything he was doing. He was just blowing money, and that was part of the reason. And here's what they've done. Their statement was, the decision to fire Amore came directly from Anthem owner Len Asper. TNA parent company Anthem Sports and Entertainment will be stepping in and taking a much larger role in the day-to-day management and strategy of the promotion. TNA will now be folded into Anthem's entertainment arm going forward, as opposed to existing in its own corner of the company. The idea is that this will allow TNA to become embraced more by Anthem and have a stronger synergy in order to maximize what each side has to offer the other. As part of the integration, DeMorey has been removed from power and has gone effective immediately. So on that, I want to say this. I don't think that that is a good idea. They've done this before. They brought in Dixie Carter, who knew nothing about wrestling, to run the company. Now they're bringing in the head of the entertainment division of Anthem to run a wrestling company. Mm-hmm. He's never ran a wrestling company. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know wrestling because we want to integrate it more. Here's the thing with Anthem. I get that they're their own conglomerate. They have all kinds of things that go on. Yeah. They own AXS.
Yeah.
That's their channel. That's the channel that TNA comes on. But here's the thing. They haven't gotten bigger. They've gotten smaller. They used to be, that channel used to be available in this market. It's not anymore. Comcast Xfinity doesn't carry it anymore. Mm-hmm. That's your biggest cable provider. You're not on the biggest cable provider. So now you're going to take this company and integrate it more with your channel and your stuff. So definitely you're not going to look for a better contract and get a better TV contract and get them off your channel and somewhere else. You want to keep them on your channel.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to now try to integrate wrestlers into your TV shows and things like that.
Yeah.
But is that going to, like, we're not in that space anymore. That was the late 80s, early 90s, before the Attitude Era, where you get wrestlers like doing all these. And I guess a little bit in the Attitude Era, you'd get them in the edgier shows. Like they'd be on like La Femme Nikita.
Yeah.
Would have a wrestler on there and stuff like that. Yeah. Right. I don't feel like we're in that environment of wrestling anymore to go back and try to do that. And I'm afraid that that's what Anthem is going to try to do with this, by connecting everybody together. And you're going to have people from their TV shows as guest hosts on TNA. Shit that's just going to be not good for that company. And I think it's going to be a failure.
I agree. But I can also see where if you're struggling, man, you're just trying to get eyeballs. He's trying to get eyeballs.
But he's got them eyeballs.
Yeah.
So to me, there's more to this story.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't just like, this guy's not spending money and we're going a little bit of a different route. So we're going to, like, he's spending too much money. We're going to fire him. That, to me, he was bringing eyes to the company. He was putting them back on the map and they were doing good. This was surprising. People in the back were mad because they did a Zoom call.
I mean, when I hear spending too much money, I hear misappropriation of funds. So that's what I really
And it could be that.
You know what I mean?
It could be that.
That's what I hear.
Right.
You know how they try to like gloss it. Because if you don't want to tell me, then don't tell me. But if you're going to tell me, then tell me what he was spending money on. Then tell me.
Right. Well, I think they said just expenses for the show. Wrestlers they were bringing.
But you know how you do that. You expense a line and it's really, oh, my cousin Vinny did the security, $500,000. Okay. You know how this shit goes.
Right.
LeBron has a guy on his team, and I'm not mad at him. I'm not knocking. I'm just saying that's how it goes. LeBron has a guy on his team and he pays his personal security. This guy's a fucking out of shape, fat piece of shit. Like, I'm serious. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, I shouldn't say piece of shit because I don't know him as a person. I'm just looking at him, appearances. I'm like, what the fuck is he protecting? So then I started looking up because he's like, this is my boy. He's been my boy forever. So I was like, all right, maybe his boy went to the military or something. Like, no, this is just his bro from the corner. He gets $1 million a year just to be there, sitting behind him, one seat in the stands.
It's like bringing me to be a bodyguard.
It's like, what the fuck?
He'll stop bringing me around and be a security.
And I understand that he has other security people, but you know, but I can't be mad at him wanting to put his boy. I mean, $1 million is a little crazy. He's gotta go get me, like, I got to send anything on like the Diddy Cheesecake Run. Like, give me some cheesecake.
That's how MC Hammer lost all his money, doing dumb shit like that, paying his boys all this money.
Like, I'll pay you good money, but you got to actually do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind. I'm not like, my wife is going to be, you know, a millionaire. She's on her way now in my company right now. But it's like, nigga, she brings value. Like, she's not just doing it because she's my wife. Or like, my kids work for my company. Like, you're going to work.
Right. Yep.
Sorry. Yeah. Not sorry.
But so here's the other thing with it, though. So they weren't even upfront with the wrestlers about it. That's what makes me look. They said they went on the Zoom call or the whatever the group call they had
with
the wrestlers and said that Scott DeMore stepped down.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's that he got fired. He didn't step down.
Yep.
So now wrestlers are mad. You got some wrestlers that are probably going to ask for the release right now from TNA. So now you're going to lose talent.
Yeah.
So to me, the way that this all came down, there's got to be more to this story.
You know, hoping that happens is going to take them all.
I disagree. Maybe Tony.
Yeah, that's what I say. Tony, yeah, not Tony. WWE. Yeah, absolutely. I wasn't talking about WWE. No. Tony's going to take them. That's a win for Tony.
Maybe, but he's
get a new brick tonight.
I feel like TNA, you go to TNA if nobody else wants you.
But if AEW or WWE is introduced. Take them all, but you know what I'm saying? He'll take the best.
He might.
It depends on the level of Coke.
Right.
Like, how many times has that Coke been cut?
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? The closer it is to Colombian Coke, the more likely he'll take.
But so, as I said, I think there's more to this story, and I like to swim in the waters of rumor and innuendo.
Yeah.
So in the rumor and innuendo, supposedly, Scott DeMore is a closeted gay man.
Okay.
He's been known to just sit there and watch Josh Alexander and Giselle Shaw train.
Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about that.
He also apparently refused to publicly acknowledge Giselle in any way until she fully transitioned. So, Giselle, if you guys don't know Giselle Shaw, she's a female wrestler in TNA wrestling, but Giselle Shaw used to be a man. And she fully transitioned to a female, went through all the surgeries.
I mean, he stood on it. He stood on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he really stood on what he stand for.
Right. Yo, he didn't even put her on or mention that she was anything until she was fully transitioned.
You gotta finish the job.
He put her on in Impact, and then once she started building some momentum, then it came out that he was with her. And then it came out afterwards. It didn't come out till after that she was formally a man and transitioned. So now it was like, oh, wait. So I feel like he didn't even want that to come out, and he was just like, damn.
I mean, I got to respect that he stood on it. Even if it did come out, he stood on it.
He was like, yo.
Whatever he believes, he stood on it. He said, you still got a vagina? No. Nope. I like what I like. So he stood on it.
No.
Because you're saying she became a he, right?
No, she was a he.
Oh, she was a he. He became a she.
Yeah.
But he likes, okay. Oh!
Yeah. Nah, he likes that.
I thought we were still in the alphabet. This nigga took me to algebra.
Yeah, nah. All right.
He was like, listen,
we can have fun in here and do this, but eventually you got to get rid of that thing and put something else there, and then I'll tell people about it. Because people can't know that I like that thing. I don't want them to know that I like that thing.
That's crazy, bro.
Right. So it didn't even come out that he was with her before the transition. It was originally thought that he ended up with her afterwards because it came out so far after she was wrestling. So she was already wrestling for a little while. So it was like, oh, hey, he must have started dating her when she started working yet. False. He was dating her when she was a he and said, I ain't telling nobody until you become a girl. Which makes me wonder. So we talk about like in victims and this type of situation, right?
Yeah.
And I might get canceled for this one because everyone's woke about this, right? But I believe that trans people have some type of mental illness. It's been proven it was a chemical imbalance. I know they changed it because people didn't like to hear that.
Yeah.
Changed things, but they have a chemical imbalance. They have a mental health issue. So, like, it makes me wonder, did this man really want to become a woman? Or was this man just doing this because Scott DeMore was like, nah, I'm not telling anybody about you, and you're going to stay buried, and I'm not going to put you on until you become a girl.
Mm-hmm.
When you become a girl, mm-hmm, then we're good. I'll give you a spot on the show. I'll tell people that you're...
Since you brought it up, let's read it.
Oh, did you find something on this one?
So, gender dysphoria is a term that describes a sense of unease that a person may have because of a mismatch between their biological sex and their gender identity. This sense of unease or dissatisfaction may be so intense that it can lead to depression, anxiety, and have a harmful impact on a daily life. So, when we're talking about these topics, it's not like it's some shit we're making up. Like, you can just Google it and understand that, like, even though you may feel like people have the right to feel they want to feel and how they want to feel, it still also has been you know, a factor of being a mental health disorder. So it's like, okay, I get it. Like a schizophrenic wants to feel like a schizophrenic. Got it. You're still a schizophrenic. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it gets dicey. Again, I'm not an expert because I'm fine and I understand what my gender is and I'm cool with it. So, but I can also understand you being in that space, but then, you know, you can't get mad at me that, you know, it's right here. You know,
right,
you
gotta call Google
somebody. Like, if I'm trying to educate myself on the topic and then I find this, and then when you're talking to me, you're telling me, you're describing this to me. And then I say the term that you're describing to me to you. And then you say you're homophobic or transphobic. And I'm like, what the fuck are we doing now?
Right. Seriously.
That's all I'm saying. Right. It's like, we have to have the conversation. If this is existing, if gender dysphoria is what you're describing to me, but you're trying to give it a different name and this is what it is, I don't know what the fuck. We can't even have this conversation
now. Right. Like, we gotta be real about it, because at the same time, on the same level, right? I get that the people that don't want to acknowledge that, like, you want to be there for these people and help these people. But guess what? I do too. I'm not like, I'm just looking at it differently. And I'm saying that we need to figure out what's wrong with the situation. And then it makes me look at a situation like this. And you might say, oh, let them do what they want. Well, what if this isn't what that person wanted? What if this person, because of they were dealing with gender dysphoria and they didn't feel comfortable in their own skin, only transitioned to a female? Because the person that they wanted to be with told them that that's what they had to do. And they felt so they don't feel comfortable in their skin, right? So as it just naturally, common sense says, they have to lack some type of self-confidence because they don't feel comfortable in their own skin. You can't be confident of yourself if you don't feel comfortable as yourself. That's common sense, right? Well, so this person who has low self-confidence was told
their
you
their argument
can't,
tends to be is... Well, no, I'm just confident I'm something else. And I'm like, cool.
Right. But if that's, but again, if that's the case, cool. That's what Giselle Shaw wants to say. That's what Giselle Shaw wants to say. But I can't help but wonder, was that the case?
Yeah.
Or was this, this some of that? Like, what do they call it? I can't think of the term for it. When you're.
Like they're being groomed?
Groomed.
Yeah.
You got to wonder, is this a case of grooming where he like found this boy that was gay, he was in the closet gay, had a relationship with him, and then was like, man, I'd like this to come out, but I can't let people know I'm gay. Hey, you need to become a girl.
Yeah. All I'll say is if you're confident in that kind of shit, you better be very confident because there's no going back.
Right. But like I said.
Because again, I'm just going to read this. You can't fucking cancel me. You got to cancel Google, motherfuckers, all right? This is on Google, all right? Fuck your feelings, all right? I'm reading this shit straight off of Google. Okay, what happens if you don't treat gender dysphoria? Adolescents and adults with gender dysphoria without gender-affirming treatment might be at risk of thinking about or attempting suicide. Hold on. What is the root cause of gender dysphoria? What is the root cause? No one knows exactly what causes gender dysphoria. Some experts believe that hormones in the womb, genes, and cultural and environmental factors may be involved. So again, like, if we're going to have the conversation and we're talking about grooming and all of these things, you know, it's like, well, if I know that if I understand that this is a concept, right, then I'm grooming somebody, I can be weaponized on the things that I need to do to get them there.
Right.
Off of Google, guys.
I can make
Google.
You think more that that's what you want to do.
Google.
You might not be sure of it, but I'm going to like feed you things to make you sure because this is what I want you to do. And you are so unsure that, well, I love you, this person. I really care about this person. This is who I want to be with. So they must be right. Yep, I'm going to do it. And I'm not saying that it happened.
Yeah.
But with all this crazy
stuff. Just wondering,
stuff,
all the shit going on.
Right, all
you
this
know,
crazy
we're just
stuff going on.
Rumoring innuendo is the key word.
Right.
Key word.
And let me tell you this. I didn't hear this anywhere. There's nothing I read or heard that says that this is what happened to her. I just personally wonder, and I hope not. I hope that Giselle Shaw became a female because Giselle Shaw wanted to become a female. And not because she felt forced to do it. Because Scott DeMore was like, I'm not going to tell anyone you exist. I'm not going to give you a job wrestling. You're not coming around until you're a girl. I don't know what Giselle's name was before.
Yeah.
But Jermaine, when you become Giselle, you can come around. But until you're Jermaine, you can meet me at 1:30 in the morning behind CBS, and then we're gonna go to this hotel. But other than that, we can't tell nobody nothing.
Yeah, I just be like, bro, just live your truth, bro. Like at this point, bro, like these motherfuckers out here throwing on fins. Look, Google this, guys. I'm not making this up. There are people that are throwing on like bottom halves like mermaids and swimming in bays, bro. Like, and they call themselves mermaids for real. Just live your fucking truth, man. Like,
I guess.
Because that's what leaves us in this space of like trying to figure out like what was the transitionary period of going from that side to that side and being in that relationship.
Right.
Because, it, you know, it's almost like, so there are a lot of women that are getting BBLs because they want to, 100%. But there are a lot of women who might be getting, not even Mike, because I know women that went through it, that are getting BBLs because there's a guy that's constantly like, yo.
Mm-hmm.
What I like is what I like. I'm gonna go outside. You know what I mean? You can even watch the videos when, like, there's a lot of videos out there where they're asking women, like, do you think men prefer natural or BBLs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all the women are answering the question, like, oh, they love BBLs. They love BBLs. But all the guys they're asking are like, no, I like natural.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine you go through the process of getting a BBL, then the guy discovers that you got a BBL and he wants the real Cadillac back.
Right.
But it's a life-changing, life-altering decision.
This is a Corvette with a Ferrari kit on it.
What the fuck is this Buick engine in this fucking Ferrari over here? Like, what's going on here?
Yo.
So again, there is like, you know, I understand that it's like, listen, I get the idea of like, if you want to modify yourself and you want to do things, cool. But I also understand the side of it that some of it is not that. Some of it's just lack of security. You know what I'm saying? Right. So,
and like I said, I just hope that, I hope this isn't the case. But with all this other stuff going on and the fact that he got fired and this comes out, it makes me wonder,
is there more to it? Yeah.
Like, yep. They said he would sit in the locker room and watch Giselle train before Giselle was Giselle, and then after Giselle was Giselle, and Josh Alexander, who's a straight male married with kids.
Yeah.
Like, I feel uncomfortable about that. Like,
well, I don't know.
Right.
Does the janitor not be fucking pushing his trash can and the cheerleaders are practicing and he ain't up there? You know what I'm saying? Like, we do it. We gawk. And if he's into what he's into, you know what I'm saying? He's gonna watch. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you don't want him to, you have the right to say, hey, just like the Chili's can say, yo, what's up with this dude up here? He's been sweeping that same area for 30 minutes, bro. He's clearly watching us. You know what I mean? So you gotta speak up. Like, if you're a madman, you don't like that. Like, bro, I don't care what your preferences, stop, bro. You're objectifying me.
Right. And I feel like people like that, the negative shit and all that. Like, look at Drake. Drake is like in heaven right now because
what happened
he's,
with him?
He what happened with Drake? He like leaked a video leaked of him like stroking his stuff. That's why. Have you seen everything on social media this week about white light skinned dudes are winning?
I have been literally bogged down with all the projects. You know what I've been going through the last week. I had a big offshore wind project that happened yesterday. So I've been so locked in. I haven't been outside of wrestling and the things we talk about in the chat. I didn't really see anything.
I'll put it to you like this. This is how New York Post.
But wait, let me get this straight though. Hold on. Let me just get my mind together. Yeah. Right. So now I have to go online and figure out, because I'm going to do this.
He accidentally leaked a video of him giving himself self-care on X.
Okay, hold on. Wait.
And it went viral.
Time out. How do they know it was him?
Oh, because it's like he's like this. In the mirror. Like this, like and
all right, now here's the thing.
Okay, New York Post posted an article that said they had an interview with him, and like Drake is not phase about the leaked video of his missile.
Here's the thing, guys.
They said it's a missile.
Bro, it's the same playbook.
He's like, I don't care.
Bro, it's the same playbook. Like, I'm so fucking tired of this, like, celebrity weirdo addiction shit that they have. Because the moment when it's like, he painted his nails. That wasn't because he wanted to paint his nails, because he knew it was going to be controversial.
Yes.
He makes a song. He makes a whole fucking CD. Think about it. Your whole career, he made a whole bunch of projects talking about loving women, da da da. He talks a little bit of shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then he came out with a whole project with 21 Savage, a collab project. And it's like literally just talking shit about women. And he knew that was going to trigger them.
Right.
And now, right. when all else fails, the sex takes or the fucking wank off videos or the fucking naked nude pictures always pops off in the celebrity space, guys.
And here's the wild thing to me, right? I'm going to take one of these videos right here, right?
Awesome. I'm about to say, I thought he was pulling Drake's dick up. Nope, I was like, guys,
I don't have that.
I don't want to see this shit, bro.
I just want to show the point of, so share, right? So let's say, because he said he accidentally shared this, right? Shared it. You got to like pull up, where's Twitter? Let me see what I got to find. Twitter to send it to X.
Correct.
It's on the bottom because it's X, right? And then you got to hit post or direct message, correct, right? So this isn't like an easy. Nah, it's not like you just accidentally hit a button and, oh man, I meant to send this to, I don't even know a girl's name that starts with X.
Yo, then let's hold on.
Twitter. So you think Twitter? I meant to send this to Tanya. I sent it to Twitter.
Let me take the big shot.
It's funny because this isn't wrestling related, then but this is whatever. It's
hilarious. But it's hilarious because. The fucking, I just talked to somebody like hip hop is WWE now, you know what I'm saying? But at least I respect WWE because they're not selling it as, they're not saying it's not real, but they're not saying, they're not doubling down and saying, no, this is real. This is my real life. Da, 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 da.
Right, right.
And we know that they turn off their character at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? That's why we learn their real names. We read their real books. We learn about their real families. Da, 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 da. But rappers sell you reality as this is what it is all the time. They're never off. In every right. form that you see him, right? And this is the problem that I have with this shit. Because there are a bunch of people that literally are wasting their fucking brain cells. Like, yo, I have to, like, if you're fucking broke and you saw Drake's dick, you deserve it. I've been too fucking busy. I didn't even know. Like, damn. And I'm usually tuned in.
I just saw a meme with this dude. Someone was holding this, like, big worm. And, like, this is Drake. What the hell?
Then let's go there, guys. Let's go there. I don't believe nothing no more, bro.
Niggas
out here getting BBLs. Niggas out here getting builder abs. I just saw a whole thing about those. Like a bunch of dudes out here getting those surgeries on their penises and shit. So like, half of these niggas in the industry, it's in the porn industry, got these things done. Like, porn stars are starting to drop all the fucking videos.
Plus, you can just edit anything and make anything look real.
I don't know. So if they got a tree train, I'm just saying everything online, I have to vet everything now. Nigga, they've been telling me UFOs is flying around. Shit, I don't know what the fuck.
I had a tweet that I made.
I ain't vetting that video though, nigga.
I'll leave that to someone else.
I got to hit the girls in the group. Like, right. Is it legit?
What's up?
What the fuck is going on out here?
Hey, listen, but you can doctor anything. Like, I had a tweet that I doctored. It was sent out to people. People were like, what? It was from Donald Trump.
Oh my God.
Saying that Sean Puff is the best insurance agent. You need to go to Sean Themis. If you need insurance, call him. He's the best. Huge deals. He's great.
Wow. Wow.
And it looked real. It looked like Donald Trump tweeted out that I was the best to come to me for everything. And people were like, what? How did you get that? Yeah, I made
it. Who was he jerking off to?
I don't know. Because it's like I said, he's like laying back.
Like, if it was a mistake, now let's go deeper. Who was you trying to send that to?
Right.
Who's that going to?
I don't know.
What is going on? Why are you jerking off? What the fuck is going on?
Right. You couldn't get a girl to come to you?
Like, yo, these niggas be lame, dog. Like,
You did that on purpose. You did that on purpose.
Like, yeah. Like, come on. This shit is lame, guys.
You did that on purpose.
Damn. Anyway.
But again, like, people do things just to, like, get seen more and be out there.
Man, this shit's corny,
it's
bro.
It's wild.
Shit's corny. Niggas got kids.
Shit. Well, now let's get into the meat and potatoes of this thing. Although I feel like the Scott DeMore story, there's gonna be more to come from it.
Absolutely.
And we'll keep you up on whatever we hear from that as more comes out. Or maybe not. It might just be something that gets shoved under the rug and they're like, listen, go away quietly and we won't say anything. But I told you what I think it is. I think it's more to what stuff that happened because of that, like him being in the closet gay, and that just sounds like, listen. If that's who you are, like you said, like live your truth. And I'm not saying that we can have a whole nother conversation. This isn't the place to have a conversation on how I feel about it.
If Vince was shitting on people, man.
Right.
At this point, like, shitting is the pinnacle in fucking WWE. So you can tell me anything. You can tell me you're a unicorn at this point, nigga. I'm with it. Like, whatever. Well, you know.
Here's the wildest thing. I am not shocked that Scott D'Amore is gay. So looking at him, I was like, that dude like, looks
who
gay.
Who cares, bro? Like, who cares?
Look at this dude, though. Like, look at this picture. Not the one of me as Scott D'Amore.
Listen, you think how long do you think it's going to be before WWE debuts?
Look at that guy. You surprised
me? Do they have
gay?
One? No. Do they? I'm not. He trying to get me canceled. Motherfucker.
But I'm just saying, like, yo, when you see him, just the way he presents himself, and it's not a big deal. I don't care.
Has there ever been like a full on gay character?
Yeah, Sonny Kiss.
Okay.
In AEW.
Okay.
Effie.
I thought the quotes.
Effie's.
Like, I definitely like felt like, God bless him, you know what I'm saying? But Goldust used to be. Yeah.
Oh, he like pushed the envelope with it. Yeah.
Not but I think he was, but you know what I'm saying?
Effie's like whole character is that he's gay. Sonny Kiss.
Okay.
Uses both pronouns.
So point in that is like, so then if they receive. Guys, come out. You ain't got to hide, bro. You could have just let us know.
It's more indie stuff. You don't like, he was, Sonny Kiss was in AEW for a little while, and I felt like it was an experiment. Like when they started, they wanted to appease everybody, and AEW wanted to be that woke space where everybody goes and you got a little bit of everything. So you got Nia Jax. Nia Jax is trans. Nia Jax was a man and is now a female. I don't. Someone's gonna be mad at me because I need one in every one of these episodes. I don't like Nia Jax. I'm not a fan of Nia Jax and I get it. Wrestling's not the same.
Yeah.
Right. But Nia Jax is a man who became a woman that is married to a woman and still has a penis.
Bruce, Caitlin, whatever.
But to me, I'm like, yo, you didn't become a, it's like, you're not a, you can't tell me, so you're a man, but you identify as a lesbian? Nah, bro. That don't work. I don't, no. You don't identify as a female, but you probably were able to get further in your career by doing that. And I don't respect that. Like, if it's who you are and that's real, whatever, we can have a conversation about that. That's a whole different thing. But I don't respect it when it comes across as you were doing this to advance your career. And to me, that's how it looks.
So, let me play devil's advocate. This is what happens when you have a capitalist society that has incentivized the attention market to be the way it is.
Right.
Like, bro, we got more girls than ever on OnlyFans. We got kids that don't want to be engineers, scientists, none of that shit. They're out here talking to all the kids in the schools. They all want to be YouTubers, dog.
Yeah, it'll be influencers.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying it's not possible for everybody.
Right.
And if let's say we live in a world where we're all just entertaining each other, we're fucked.
Right.
So, you know, in this attention market, I'm not shocked at fucking nothing, bro. Like there was a person that was, he was a male and he just transitioned over to a female. And it was only within like weeks or some shit, like months or whatever. And he wasn't even doing the hormones. And he just had to be like something. And he went in there and fucking... He went in there as she and fucking blew the women's world record out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep. I don't know what you're talking about.
So I don't know, man. Like, we've already talked. Like, I think that
there was that UFC fighter.
I think Fallon Fox knocking right. people the fuck
knock
out.
Knock your woman out. People are like, oh, she's good. Knock she's one a
girl's,
man.
Knock one girl's broke one on girl's orbital socket. So right. It's like, I don't know. So again, I think that there is a certain conversation in the space where people are pushing back, like everyday folks are pushing back and saying, no, there is a limit, though.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when we're talking mm-hmm. sports, competitive sports, physical contact. There's a fucking limit, guys. And I, you know,
yeah,
like,
no, you're right.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's just my thoughts on her. I don't like it for that reason, because I think that it was done to gain an advantage in that career. And to me, that's not why you should be doing it. There's people that are fighting for that for other reasons, because they honestly have an issue with this, how they feel. You
industries are crazy, bro. Future raps about drugs and lean and shit he doesn't do.
Right. But Nia Jax got a big push. She became women's champion and she was like all over the place. But then I feel
did
like
any of the girls complain?
It didn't come out that they did, but who knows?
Yeah.
You might find out down the road that and that's why
I would be more interested.
That's why she fell to the back more and she's not like a main figure anymore. But same thing with Sonny Kiss. They had Sonny Kiss around and Sonny Kiss kind of got Yeah, you're not like selling tickets, man. We did this because we wanted. We thought we were going to bring in this woke crowd that didn't come.
Like a lot of people thinking, like especially when you're in the entertainment space, it's like, who gives a fuck if you're gay? Can you sell seats, nigga?
Right.
Can whatever you are sell seats?
Right. And here's my other thing with it. So since we're going down this road, and I'm like going to get canceled.
If we didn't get canceled after the last episode, I think we're gonna-
right. You're right. I don't think that being gay should be a gimmick. It's just weird to me. Like, what's your gimmick? Oh, I'm gay.
Explain.
Like,
that's
it's a gimmick?
Explain.
Like,
because it's almost like, okay, because I understand where you're going, because you don't think that, like, a certain only variety of black should be
the right, gimmick. Right, like, right? I was like, you should, why do it, was it a black guy have to be angry or a thug? Or, you know what I mean? Like, look at it. And my girl said it the other day. She was like, why is that OTM was on the NXT? And she came up. She's like, why is it every time there's a black team, they're all thugs? Like, I'm like, I just say that earlier.
Yeah, I mean, we sell. We are talking about this. This shit is market shit, bro. Like, it's like people go analyze it and then they realize what is the most reactionary. So they look at the black spectrum and they say, what is the one that elicits the most reaction? They look right. at the white spectrum. What is the one that elicits the most reaction? Gay male, let's just go, let's say a gay black male being a wrestler, right?
Yeah.
Okay, if he's just a gay black male wrestler, but he doesn't have any of the disposition that you would see in your head as gay,
yep.
then it's not a part of, you know what I mean? So I get what you're saying.
I feel though, you with that, but now you're like...
That fits that gimmick, so people will come out with their flag, they'll bring their team, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucked up, but that's the nature of the business. I'm not saying it's right, I'm just saying it's the nature of the business.
So... That is Sonny Kiss.
Yeah. See,
that's Sonny Kiss.
This nigga be just trying to fuck up my core memories.
I'm just saying. That's who Sonny Kiss is.
He so asked for consent, nigga.
It's not like Sonny Kiss is.
I did not consent.
But nigga. You said, right? You said if you go out there and you don't, like, you have to look like what you would think a gay black man. That's not it.
I mean,
that's not it.
She that's what I'm character. Saying. Though, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if they wrestling is. I mean, wrestling exploits that aspect of culture.
Right. Fact.
Unfortunately, but it's the truth. Like, they exploit that aspect. I mean, like, we already talked, they had fucking Razor Ramon out there acting like, you know what I mean? Like, or other people like, you know, telling somebody you're going to be Yokozuna and you're from Japan, but you're really, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's how wrestling.
But it's just weird to me. Like, you're gay and you're like pushing, like you want gay rights and you're like, my character is going to be that I'm this like super gay person and I'm going to like go extreme with it. You know what I mean? And I get it.
I mean, like, think about
if
it.
If you
like,
do rap, it right, I didn't like Effie.
Look rap doesn't Effie push is. A bunch of engineers, bro. Like, even in the NFL, story. You got a lot of thug energy. They don't, the straight edge. Black dudes that play in the NFL get no fucking looks because they're not polarizing.
Right. You're right.
That
you're
is
right.
polarizing.
But like, look at yourself. Effie. I want you to look up Effie, find out who Effie is. I didn't like Effie at first.
Yeah.
And then so in one of my wrestling groups for my birthday one year, they went and got one of those cameos and it was Effie wishing me a happy birthday. And dude was like, I was like, I can't hate this. I can't dislike this guy after that. Like, Effie's great. Yeah. I have a picture with Effie. If you go on my Instagram or one of them is my profile picture is me with Effie, who is like,
yeah,
great guy. Effie's amazing. If we go to Mania weekend in Philly, we're definitely going to go to Effie's big gay brunch.
Yeah, one that's not a brunch. Yep, it's the show. I got you. Yeah, I was all fucked up. I was like, wait, what are we doing?
Sonny Kiss will probably be there too. I would bet Sonny Kiss is at that show because
you know I'm with it.
What all that is. Well, it is what it is. But let's get into the actual meat and potatoes. We kind of said let's get into it and then got off onto another side rant about it.
Meat and potatoes. Put them.
Now let's talk about what you called was going to happen. The Rock is back. The Rock takes
fucking horns on.
Cody's spot in Mania and the IWC is livid. It's insane the reactions that we're getting. Like, grown men so upset about it. Rock called him Cody crybabies.
Yeah, I'm gonna clip that up. I'm gonna put that clip in this episode so y'all can see that.
Yeah, he went in.
Listen, man. The only reason I knew is because, again, like, when The Rock comes, he doesn't come to just play second fiddle. He comes to shake shit up.
Yeah, well, people are taking it too far. How about this one? I'm going to send this to you. You put this up there.
Yep.
This is, you probably want to take out the person's Twitter. Hashtag we want Cody. And that's the whole big thing. They've been like holding signs. We want Cody. Hashtag we want Cody's school walkout this Friday, jeez, February 9th at 12:30. Spread the message. They literally have a whole thing. They're going to walk out of school because they want Cody Rhodes. And mate, dude,
guess what?
It's not that serious. It's Cody fucking Rhodes. Go to school.
Anything you do besides shut the fuck up is making them money.
Yeah. Fact.
It's good publicity. That's absolutely great publicity.
And The Rock's leaning into it. I love that he's leaning into it. He did another one of these right here where he said, he posted this today. There's a show in Vegas coming up. They're doing something tonight, but there's a show in Vegas. He says, get ready, Las Vegas. Oh, this is actually for tonight.
Yep.
Doors open in 2.5 hours, 2:30 p.m., T-Mobile Arena, WWF free fan event. Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, Rollins, Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair. The people's champ, the people. Crybabies welcome. Hashtag Cody Crybabies. See?
Okay, but see, yo, like, okay, so like, the fans, are they fucking like that stupid that they can't see what's going on here? He's creating a rivalry while he's dealing with this head of the table.
It's shit. A work.
No matter what happens with the Reigns situation, because I think that Reigns is still going to retain.
I'll tell you, so, go ahead.
But I think that Reigns is going to retain. Here's my prediction, guys. Let's see if I got the touch. I think that this is setting up a plot for Cody to be the reason why The Rock loses. If Cody's the reason why The Rock loses in that match, then it also saves Rock some face. It's not like he just outright lost to Roman. Now there's still a debate of the head of the table because he has something to contend back now. Like, hey, yo, like, but I didn't lose straight up. If it wasn't for Cody trying to finish his story. And then Cody gets himself lined up to now do the attempt to finish the story with Roman.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think that
he said this shit to me a couple of times already, guys.
Right.
Put some money on this.
So
shit.
Here's what I think. I think that this, they're going to play this out. So for the record, Rock, like I said, has been leaning into it. He had them the last show. He had them handing out hashtag we want Cody signs at the door.
Yeah.
Like handy signs.
You got to use this.
We're going to ride this. Here's what I think is going to happen. They're going to play the Me Too movement that they did back with Daniel Bryan, where it was an organic movement. Daniel Bryan was like the guy that everyone was expecting. He's going to go to Mania, main event Mania. He's going to win the Rumble. And then they're putting Batista in the Rumble. He got booed out the arena.
Yep.
They like took over an arena, like came over the railings and Me Too. Yes, yes, yep. The Yes movement.
Yep.
It was the Yes movement. That's what Daniel Bryan's movement was, right? So Daniel Bryan ended up fighting his way into things and getting himself into the main event. And it became a triple threat match at WrestleMania, right? Yep. By the way, it was WrestleMania 30.
Wow.
People don't think about it, but if you look at the big number, the round number manias, though, round number manias, big things happen. I'll get on that after.
Oh, yeah, and we're in. Okay.
This is 40.
Okay.
So I think that night one is going to be Cody versus Roman, and he's going to win the title on night one. And night two is going to be The Rock versus Roman to be the tribal chief after Roman's already lost the world title. And this is going to be the story is going to be the fall of Roman Reigns and the end of the bloodline.
Yeah.
But he's going to lose the world title to Cody, the WWE title to Cody. And then he's going to lose to Rock the next night. That's what I think is going to happen out of this, because a lot of people are saying, listen, you're not letting this story play out. This is a story. There's stuff going with it. Let it happen.
I like that plot, but that's too predictable for me. So that's why I go to that other angle where it's like, what is going to create more animosity? And it's having him in the mix somehow. You got to use this situation.
I agree with you, but I also think you got to give the fans what they want, because the fans are going to hijack the show. They've done it before.
But you use it. They use it.
But you don't want them to hijack your show like that. Like if you go back and watch the WrestleMania, the Royal Rumble, where it got hijacked, where they want like the crowd just booed. And the whole end of that Royal Rumble was just like, wow, no one is happy.
I get you, but
this is the worst.
If we were in a space where there wasn't any, because now, okay, we got to see all the Cody crybabies. Got it. But now we see all the Rock fans pushing back now. His fans have reignited over the couple of weeks of
this is true. Going on. This is true.
And the fact that there's contention there, I can see it being where like you can have like half of them yelling for Cody and half of them yelling for fucking Rock. Rock is the fucking Rock, guys. Like, I don't know why, like, somebody put it up earlier, like, how many followers that Cody has in his social media, and, like, it's fucking 10x of what, like, Rock has 10x of that.
Right.
So it's like, right. It's Rock is the fucking Rock, guys. So,
Disco Inferno, Glenn Gilberti posted on Twitter, if society today wasn't so engrossed in victim culture, everyone would be ecstatic that we're finally getting Rock versus Roman.
Correct.
But since Cody's the victim, the social media model has to pounce with the idiotic takes. And I was like, yo.
Cry me a fucking river. We can do this Cody shit anytime. This shit that we got going on with the Rock and Roman is a time-sensitive thing. Like you said, it's the 40th. Like, cry me a fucking Timberlake, guys. Go, move the fuck on, all right?
I'm trying to find it.
No playing traffic.
Took it out. I had it somewhere. I must have deleted it.
Cody can finish that. Fuck. There's nothing special about Cody finishing that story then and there. It's not more special than the Rock and Raymond, the Rock and Roman handling head of the table.
But I think the IWC, coming back,
the TKO deal. When you layer all of that on,
it, right? But I think the IWC, you know, looks at it. Hold on,
we left that apart.
Good
guys. If I'm lying, I'm flying, because as we talked about this, and I said this was planned, and then it was confirmed that in the TKO fucking deal was the Rock to be at WrestleMania.
True. True. So you're like, this goes, and then it makes people say, well, why did they have Cody win the Rumble? Because it's a story.
Thank you.
They're telling you a story. Yes. Just go with it. Understand. And
Cody winning the Rumble. Everybody was talking about, like, oh, you needed AEW stars to give the Rumble some light. No, that was the fucking WWE rubbing it in AEW's face. Like, look at how I'm treating your boy.
Mm-hmm. Kinda.
But in this contract, because no matter what,
right, Cody still wins. He's still gonna get the his appeal spot.
Cody finished, we already talked about this. Give a fuck. If Cody finishes the story, it's up.
Right.
What's the appeal right now? We need, the whole premise behind Cody's fan shit is crybabies, because they're crying about they need to see the story finish. That is his fan base. They're a bunch of, like, he's got to finish his story. His story's the most important thing in the entire WWE universe. No, it ain't, nigga. The Rock and Roman Reigns is, bitch. It's up. It's up. Now, if we can get Cody in there and get him into the mix and create a rivalry out of this shit, whoo. Nuts. The next year could be nuts. 2025 could be fucking nuts if they play this hand right. But if they keep those three dynamics separate, in my opinion, even in that scenario, where the fuck does he finish his story and then lose it the next day? You pussy, well, it's go home.
It's because it's Mania. So, well, check this out. WrestleMania 10 ended with Bret Hart redeeming his past year, right?
Yes.
He defeated Yokozuna to get the title back.
Okay.
That was WrestleMania 10. WrestleMania 20 ended up with Chris Benoit making Triple H tap out. And it was Chris Benoit. And now, mind you, WrestleMania 10 was the whole story with him and Lex Luger, right?
Yep.
And then Owen Hart and Triple H was involved in it. So they had to fight matches before to then fight each other. And then the winner got Yokozuna, and Bret Hart got Yokozuna and won the title. That was that whole thing, because they both hit the floor at the same time in the Rumble. So it was the whole lead up to who gets to be in it, right?
Yes.
So, Bret Hart becomes world champion at WrestleMania 10. The story for WrestleMania 20 was Triple H and Shawn Michaels, and then Chris Benoit ended up in it, and Chris Benoit upends both of them to become world champion.
Okay,
right. Yep, so this is a big story there.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 30 was Daniel Bryan, who wasn't supposed to be in it. The whole Yes movement, the fans pushed this whole thing to get him in that main event, and he ends up making Batista tap out in a triple threat with Batista and Triple H, because they put Batista there. And now here we are, WrestleMania 40.
Okay.
And we got a situation where we can have Roman, Rock, Cody at the end of the day, and that would be nuts, or something that leads up to
so it all. The reason why I think the triple threat would be too, because you already just, that was 30.
And 20.
And 20, yes. I feel like we'll know as the weeks are leading up.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to know a lot more after Elimination Chamber.
Right, right.
But I still feel like this can create, okay, so like, what happens after Cody's story? Okay, after Cody's story, like, what if the end of Cody's story is he becomes a heel?
It could be.
The end of his story is the birth of his story.
Right. He becomes a heel, and now he wins the title when he finally stops like being the guy.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you need something to transition after the story. And the only thing I can see is, who's the bigger heel now?
Right. Right now, it looks like The Rock. But what a swerve that would be if it ends up being Cody.
Yeah.
Like, that would be correct. Great.
Because you know at some point, The Rock's going to ride back into Sunset.
Or maybe Rock and Cody. Maybe Rock and Roman happens night one. And like you said, Cody costs The Rock, and he gets Roman Knight too.
That's what I'm, that makes more sense to me. Look, not more sense. It would be more intriguing to me.
Right, because you got to do something with. And here's the other thing. So there's more rumor and innuendo that says since when that whole TKO deal was signed, that the goal and the plan was for Cody to not win the WWE Championship and instead to take on Seth. Win that championship and then unify both titles.
And
that's the way to get rid of having two titles on two brands. Now that they're TKO and they're looking in a different direction of things, let's not have two world champions. Let's have one.
Yeah,
so we're going to merge them.
Yeah.
So Cody really finishes his story by winning all the titles. And his story was that his dad never had the WWE championship. Yep. The other title, which is more like this title. It's more like the title that Flair had on his shoulders. Even when you look at it, it's like that title with the WWE logo on it. Right. So it would be very meaningful for him to take the title that is kind of that legacy and then add it to the title. That's the Hulk Hogan legacy that his dad never got
for sure.
And to be able to say, hey, now I finished my story. But again, to do it as a heel, adds a whole new layer to it. Because now once he wins it, the story's not over.
Mm.
The story's that he like had to cheat to get it. And the thing is,
he has such a weird fan base that they're going to heal with him.
Right. Right. Yes.
They're going to fucking quadruple down on the heel with him.
Right.
Because they're going to feel like he earned it because of The Rock.
Right.
They're going to say The Rock turned them into the heel.
Yes. Yes.
That's fucking amazing. Yes. That's great.
And the greatest part about
it. That's another 10-year career right there.
Right.
Just off of him being fucking soured, like the story corrupted him.
Right.
Like the moment he finished it, because of what he had to go through, corrupted him.
So have you ever watched the Netflix series, The Boys?
That's when he becomes Homelander. That's exactly
what I was going to say.
You get what I'm saying?
He looks like he's got the look.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like he's going to, he's
Homelander.
Cody, we're watching right now, is Homelander faking it on the TV interviews. But imagine if we get the fucking Cody behind the scenes.
Right.
Homelander.
Right.
That is the play, I think. That would make sense.
It would be great.
It would be fucking great.
Fucking amazing. Amazing.
But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I love doing this one.
I would love it. So we'll see where this all goes. There's so much to go on before that. And we'll like feel it out as things happen. But I do love that Rock's leaning into it. And not because what do you do, right? Everyone expected, everyone's going to be happy with it. Like they're chanting Rocky Sucks again. They're bringing out Die Rocky Die signs again. We haven't seen this since he was Rocky Maivia and everyone hated that stupid gimmick. And now, so again, we're getting Die Rocky Die, Rocky Sucks. And he was just like, yo, cool. I'm not making.
Correct.
This tells me that Rock's not making movies again anytime soon.
Yeah, he's. It depends on like.
He doesn't need to. He bought the XFL.
He looks in great shape.
Right.
But you know how like there's people that look in great shape, but them joints is fucked up?
Yeah.
I want to see him like where he's at. Yeah, correct. Damn, my bad, bro.
I'm just saying. You saw it.
So yeah, you know, I read like 5 hours ago, it was just saying that, you know, he's in training camp. Because it's gonna take some time to get like he's in gym shape.
Right.
Wrestling shape's a different thing. Right. It's almost like football. Movies, you gotta get ready, right?
You know what I'm saying? Just gotta look good.
You gotta make sure the knees can still cut, all of that shit. Yeah. Like The Rock ain't a spring chicken, guys.
Right.
He looks in good shape, but them joints take wear and tear. Especially when you try to stay that big. Like, so we gotta see how that's gonna work. I mean, I also know that he probably gonna shoot
he
up whatever.
He's doing those Fast and Furious movies and shit. And you don't need to. Guess what? You don't do your own stunts. I guess he's my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
My father's cousin does all this, is a stunt manager for all the Fast and the Furious movies. So my father's cousin make sure that The Rock ain't hurting himself when he does Fast and the Furious. Don't worry about it. So you don't got to worry about that shit.
So Dwayne Rock Johnson was a guest on the Pat McAfee Show on Thursday, where he discussed his plans for WrestleMania. It's been widely speculated that he will be facing Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40. Come on, we already know what's going down. Johnson confirmed that he is currently training for his in-ring return. McAfee asked about the reasoning behind his return to the WWE. The Rock said that football players know this too, but it's very hard to come back to a sport and the training once you leave it. So exactly what we're talking about now. Again, and like, and you know, so here's the thing, like the thing that The Rock has to balance, because he's a superstar, like he's a legit bona fide worldwide global superstar, is the risk benefit analysis of doing, imagine like this, the reason why, because like what you just said about him going back to movies and stuff and not doing it for a while is can be true, because you have to be insured for those movies. And a lot of times they don't want you doing extracurricular shit.
Right.
So if you're going back into matches, then you cannot have,
the other thing though, you don't gotta, now you don't have to go and do movies because you own the name The Rock.
He's going
to
make more money.
Being The Rock.
He's going to make
more money. You're on the board of TKO, so you're making money for that. You own the, whatever it is, the XFL, USFL merger, whatever they're called now.
Yep.
You own part of that. And you own the name The Rock.
So
you don't have to make movies no more.
So I'm going
to
throw a little jab right now. Okay, guys, y'all ready? So if you've been following the episodes, we've been having this conversation. This is what I mean by things are changing. Rock is our first $1 million man.
Mm.
Rock is the one that has the tenure, the proof, the history, the everything. He's bullying motherfuckers right now. He's on it like you cry babies.
Mm-hmm.
He's the $1 million man. He is our black $1 million man, bro. What is anybody? You can't say he's broke. You can't say he's not tenured. You can't say he's not good at what he does. You can't say he's not fucking Hall of Fame. You can't say none of that shit. He's Teflon black brown man in there fucking the game up. And he owns his name.
Which is nuts.
Woo!
Hulk Hogan doesn't even own his name.
Do you understand the kind of money that man is going to make
Hogan,
owning his
name? Oh, maybe
name?
He does. Hulk Hogan might be able to get royalties off his name, but he doesn't own it.
The Rock is going to fucking make so much money.
Yeah. Like, and owning the name The Rock, like, he's like, why am I going to make movies? I'm Dwayne Johnson. I own the name The Rock. I'm going to be The Rock, and I'm going to make everything.
No,
guess what? There's going to be t-shirts. In his
movies moving forward, he doesn't have to be Dwayne Johnson anymore. He never has to be
Yeah, he can just be The Rock, and that's it.
You're going to see this nigga at Starbucks. Fuck around and call him Dwayne. Go ahead and fuck around. See that nigga at Starbucks call him Dwayne.
You're writing The Rock on his cup from now on. He's telling everybody
Starbucks the name of The Rock.
The Rock. First name, The. Last name, Rock.
This is going to be showing up with signs and shit. You're going to have like one cue card that says The. I'm going to pull a rock out of his pocket. See, bitch.
Hey, he's going to get that shit out of his license.
Right?
Rock. I own that. The Rock.
And you still got enough. You still have the look. Thank God he kept up with himself.
Right.
Because you still like, that's what people, I don't think people are understanding about The Rock too. Because like, look it, we're looking at CM Punk who, I don't think his body's able to take what he's going through right now. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right, he took 10 years off. He went and did UFC for a while, got his ass whipped.
Beat the fuck up. Yeah, he did.
And so he quit that. And then he wasn't training. He wasn't training because he didn't have to. And as much as you could say The Rock didn't have to train, he was doing movies and he was like an action movie star. So he did have to at least keep himself looking good.
Because his look is his commodity.
Right. Right. But again, like you said, being in I look good for camera shape and being in I'm going to go get in a ring and wrestle a 25-minute match.
Two different things. It's a whole different world. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited because, you know, when I said this earlier, but as we were talking and really thinking about like the totality of him owning his name and shit, and then like the insurances behind movies, yada, yada, yada. Maybe The Rock is around for a long time.
I think not
just in a management capacity. When I first was looking at this, I thought, okay, he's just going to do his thing to like get his fans going, get his fans back into watching, and then he'll go in the back after he gets the head of the table and he's like, I'm the executive head of the table. No, I'm starting to really think like this is the black $1 million man here. And he's going to go on his another reign for a little while.
Or something. He's going to have
something. He's going to do something.
Like, and I feel like at the end of the day,
I don't think
right,
it's short term anymore.
If this is done right, right? Here's what I see happening from it. He becomes head of the table. And he's like, I don't need to be in the ring as head of the table. And he manages the bloodline. whatever happens with Roman, Roman probably goes away for a little while because Roman always has to take breaks because of cancer. People forget about it. And he's been kind of part time anyway.
Yeah.
So Roman goes away for a little while. The Usos are now underneath The Rock as the bloodline, right?
Oh, shit.
And The Rock is now just a manager of them, right? He's managing the bloodline. He's managing Solo Sikoa. Solo Sikoa gets his push as a big dude.
Because he be making more shit pop into my head.
They're talking about Jacob Fatu coming over, who's another member of the family. So now you got the whole family, right? And The Rock leads that crew, right? And then he's got to go head-to-head with Triple H because that's what has to happen because Triple H is the power there. And now you get a you get a rehash of the Attitude Era of DX versus the Corporation, except instead of Triple H wrestling and having DX, he's got a crew of guys that are his DX, and The Rock is Vince. With his,
you know, it's a real smart, like, damn, there's so many layers of how smart that move was, because also with Triple H taking over, Triple H looked at the landscape and said, "Woo, this roster's browner than it's ever been. Yo, Rock! Hey, Rock! I need some help next..." You gonna manage these things? I'm gonna manage these things.
Well, so some people were saying, rumor and innuendo. I don't know how true it is because I haven't heard anything. Some people have said that Triple H is upset because Rock's kind of taking some of his power and he's calling shots that he shouldn't have been calling.
All right, so
he's he pulled that Vince stuff where Vince was like the guy up top and said, "Well, I'm higher than you, so I'm gonna pull some."
Okay, so here's the thing with that though. I would have to blame Triple H for that by not understanding the magnitude. This nigga killed Marvel. This nigga was a superhero born in the Middle East as a god and spoke in an English accent. This nigga didn't even say, "I'm gonna change my fucking accent for this movie."
He killed Fast and Furious too.
Killed it. Stood over it, shot it in the fucking head. This guy's.
Then he killed the XFL.
So you should have known what you're dealing with, bro. You should know what you're dealing with. So I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that The Rock, because again, I think, and the reason why I think that the other things died is because the only place that his black hole doesn't destroy everything is a place like the WWE, where we love the black hole. We love it. XFL don't love that shit.
Right.
Marvel didn't love that shit.
Right, right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, this nigga, that movie, and what's crazy is Black Adam's a great movie.
I haven't seen it yet. I still have to watch it. Oh,
you gotta watch it. It's a good
movie. I'm behind him on those movies, so I gotta like get caught up to where I need to be. And
it's a good movie.
Oh, Black Adam's DC, right? Yeah, he didn't kill my
DC. Sorry, yeah, he killed DC.
But yeah. Here's my argument with that. He didn't kill
DC. He didn't kill it. No.
Did you watch the Flash movie?
The Flash guy?
It was all right.
It's not the movie. It's his bravado behind the scenes. The Rock doesn't enter any fucking space like he's second fiddle.
Right.
The fuck did you think? He's the fucking Rock.
You're right. Yeah. That's how he is.
Guys, you remember like when Mr. T was the same way, and Mr. T wasn't even like a wrestler like that, but Mr. T was the same. Like, who the fuck is going to tell Mr. T to do
this? He had beef with Roddy Piper for that reason.
Yeah.
Because Roddy Piper's like, this dude comes in, acts like he's the man. Fuck he wants and to he's do. Never wrestled before. So I was like, yo, I'm going to punch you in your mouth.
And then Mr. T's like, you're that guy here.
Right.
I'm going to fuck outside of the guy everywhere, motherfucker.
Yes. Yes, fact. Nah, that's very true.
Unfortunately, that's nature of the beast.
But again, I feel like, I don't think that Triple H is upset about it.
No, he'll adjust, man. They're going to make too much money to give a fuck. I think
it's a work. You're being worked. You're being worked into a shoot. You're getting angry over stuff that you shouldn't be getting angry over. It's a work. You don't think Triple H knows what he's doing?
I do. That's what I'm saying.
He knows what he's doing. That man knows what he's doing.
He's not here to fuck this up. I mean, remember, he asked him to come over. So you're going to create that dynamic. Because like you said,
this man married himself into that family. Now, got himself into a position of power, was able to maneuver himself so he stayed insulated from all the crap that Vince was doing.
Some gold digging women should be taking some notes.
Triple H
is
a genius. The finesse in the wrestling. Man's a
he finessed
genius.
It.
He knows what
he's like. Stephanie.
I'm just saying. And you know what?
Your dad's a freak. He be shitting on people. Just come over here. He ain't gonna do that no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got you.
Hey, you gotta wonder how he feels with that whole situation. Like, that's a...
Triple H knows a lot.
Yeah, but like, think about this. There's one thing between knowing a lot and but how much did he not know, right? And now, this is the grandfather of your children. That's the other side of it that people got to think. Like, you got to think about there's that family dynamic outside of wrestling.
Because
it's easy for us to just look at wrestling and forget about that. And either way, Triple H, that man is a genius in the business. He knows what he's doing.
It's not none of that.
Right.
It's freak. But you got the right to be a freak, my dude. So,
but I think at the end of the day,
I don't think it changes no dynamic.
I think at the end of the day, Triple H knows what he's doing. And I think him and Rock work well together. They've always worked well together. And you put these two in positions of power, and the things that can come from this are amazing. Yeah. I'm psyched to see it.
It's a new.
And I hope they take some of our ideas. Because I know for a fact, at one point, Triple H listened to, because we didn't have video, but Triple H listened to Smark, Spot Monkeys, and Superkicks a lot at one point. So I hope he's still
actually. And someone's got to start a campaign and be like, yo, you need us on your writing team, because just what we're doing here alone
on is better than
a lot of shit that they're coming out with. So
bring us on your kickoff show instead of the guys you got. You get more black people watching.
Correct.
Booker T will be mad because he don't like
a and a variety.
Right.
Because we kind of cover the spectrum over here.
Facts. Absolutely. Well, listen, so I wanted to, we can leave that. We'll touch on that later. Let's get into the last thing before we get out of here.
Yes.
We got to talk about Tony Khan. And today I'm not going to really call him a cokehead that much today, although he's probably a little bit coked out when he came out with this whole thing. He must have been mad because he had a big announcement about WWE coming back to Boston.
Yeah.
And it was leaked. Well, it wasn't even leaked. Boston Garden posted on Twitter like 12 hours before Dynamite went on air that AEW was going to be in Boston in 5 weeks.
Yeah, correct.
It ruined his big announcement of WWE coming to Boston. So he probably did some lines after that to calm himself down or hype himself up or whatever he had to do, because that probably pissed him off.
So he announces special Dynamite from Boston on 313. Beantown is getting big business. And Tony Khan promised a big announcement during the February 7th episode of AEW Dynamite. He did just that, as they are taking big business to Boston. Tony Khan's big announcement during AEW Dynamite this week, where he paired to make, he revealed an upcoming episode of AEW Dynamite, which will be a massive night for his company. Tony revealed that the AEW Dynamite will be in Boston on March 13th. As they will call it big business.
We're trying to get ourselves there. I'd love to go to.
Yeah, we should go to that one.
That'd be dope if we can get enough of that.
Tickets go on sale this Saturday, 2:10. So I'm gonna look into them.
Yeah, see what we can do for that. I'd love to go to that. But here's the big thing about it. If you look at that picture that they showed with the big business image, there's an Easter egg hidden in there.
Super Easter egg.
If you look over into the left, Boston is spelt Boss, B-O-S-S, with dollar signs in it, Tim. And the boss with dollar signs at the two on the two S's, that's the ring that Mercedes Moné, formerly known as Sasha Banks, wears, just Boss with dollar signs in the two S's. So there's been a lot of rumor and innuendo that she was going to sign with AEW. There was talk about her signing with WWE, but it seemed to have fallen apart. People in WWE have been saying for weeks that they believe that she's already signed with AEW, and that's why everything fell off the table and that was all over with. And it looks like we're going to see Mercedes Moné show up in Boston. It makes sense. She's from Boston. They're coming back and doing a big show in Boston. That's where you debut her. If she's going to show up, you do it in her hometown because she's going to get a huge pop.
Nah, I feel it, but I feel it. But it would have been so much better if it was like a situation where it was the WWE reconciled and she's back to, you know, she can use her name, you know, Sasha Banks.
Right. Well, she's been, ever since she's left, she's been Mercedes Moné. She went to New Japan.
Yeah.
And she
wrestled but you know, just that.
Yeah.
Everybody's coming back. Da, 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 da. But no, I feel you. I liked the little game they're playing with, like the little Easter eggs. I thought that was really cool.
Here's the interesting part about this whole thing. Because with Mercedes Moné, there's other connections there that you got to make sure you think about, because this changes the landscape of things, right?
Yep.
Mercedes Moné going to AEW means that AEW's got Snoop Dogg, man. Mm-hmm. He's in the WWE Hall of Fame, and he's done a lot with WWE, but he's a big wrestling fan. But that's his cousin or niece. Like, they're family. So, when, like that, her she did like a WrestleMania entrance and Snoop Dogg wrapped her down to the ring. That must have been a huge moment for her.
Yeah.
To be wrapped down to the ring by Snoop, her cousin Snoop, at WrestleMania. So I can imagine. You ain't going to tell me that Tony Khan wasn't doing hella coke celebrating that he signed Mercedes Moné. Like, call Snoop.
Yeah, that's a win. That's Snoop. Definitely a win.
He's going to give Snoop the biggest hug when he shows
up. Oh, my God. The big coke hug.
Yo, Tony Khan be hugging people like Drake hugs people.
Well, Drake's doing a lot more than hugging lately. Drake's doing some tugging. He ain't doing no hugging. That motherfucker was tugging. I don't know what's going on.
See how there. We connected on that? We made it up. We made that not wrestling related, but made it wrestling related.
Drake's playing with the people's elbow, dog. I don't know what's going on out there.
But I would love to see Drake be on AEW and see those two hug each other. That would be the weirdest hug ever.
Wow.
Be the weirdest hug ever.
Listen, man. This, yo, I'm excited. I definitely want to try to get to this event, especially now that the tickets on sale. So I'm definitely going
to
look those
up. I've been to one, and it's funny. The one that I went to was the first time in Boston. It was at a Gainus Arena, but it was scheduled right before COVID.
Mm.
And then COVID happened. So tickets, people like got rid of their tickets. So I sat third row with the hard camera right behind my head for $100. It was like, right, it was
wow.
Yeah. And it was before they signed everybody. So then everything got pushed off for like 2 years. I had these tickets waiting for the show to happen and it kept getting pushed off. By the time it happened, they had signed Daniel Bryan and CM Punk and like all these people were here. And I was like, oh, I can't, this is going to actually not Punk yet. But
they had a bunch to the punch too, because WWE's event is, it looks like June 1st.
Yeah, but it's not like that's whatever. WWE does here all the time. They got a bunch coming up.
Yeah.
But it's huge because all their shows in Boston have been huge. They haven't been here a lot, but every time they do a show here, it's a big show. The show that I went to was a Halloween show. So it was wicked good show.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go to that one, especially if, you know, we've got a Boston native who's going to be representing. I'm definitely going to pull up to that.
And we'll be able to throw some video and some
hey, you know me. I'm going to be in there on my phone all day, streaming live. I got the lapel mics, man. It's going to sound just as good as we doing here. We'll just be there live. You know what I'm saying? That's a third ticket. We just got to get a nigga to hold the camera. Like, hey, hold the camera.
We might end up in the back doing coke with Tony Khan by the end of the night.
don't challenge me to a good time.
Right? See, I ain't hating. Hold on.
None of y'all shitting on people in here, right? All right, bring the coke.
Right. People would be like, what? Weren't you talking shit about Tony Khan doing coke? No, I was just saying that he did it.
Yeah,
I told him don't do as much.
Yeah, that's
we it. Didn't just, do that much. We just did just a little
don't
bit.
Do it before meetings. Do it after. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all getting y'all creative meetings, go in there with a clear mind. You know what I'm saying? Do it after. Although, you know, whatever, whatever, whatever your inspiration is, man.
Nah, but I mean, hey, it would be great to get backstage as media for some stuff like they do a media scrum.
Yeah, as soon as they go up on Saturday, I'm looking them up. I'm definitely down to go to that event.
Yeah, that'll be a good time. But so that's what's going to happen. There's so much shit. This is wild. It's a wild time right now in wrestling with the good things, the crazy things, the bad things. But I think that all this good that's happening is really going to like help us get by all this negative shit that's happening. So it's own yin and yang. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of times where like something horrible happens. You're like, well, that's going to ruin this.
Yep.
I feel like all this negative shit that's coming out right now, isn't going to ruin wrestling because there's so many good things. Like AEW is like trying to do their thing. Triple H, like I said, man's a genius. He knows what he's doing.
Yep.
Shout out to him. Shout out to The Rock and what's going on over there. I usually call The Rock out for years when I was first doing my podcast, doing, Live at the Boneyard, I had Triple H. I would call out The Rock all the time and say that The Rock was afraid of me. He never responded to me. So I was like, he didn't respond because he's afraid of me.
Because he was fucking lifting a pickup truck. Like, who the fuck was this guy talking about? You know what I mean? He was eating his fucking steroid O's. He's like, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
Right. So now now that I look at where he is now, I don't want to be for The Rock. We're cool. We're good. But John Cena's afraid of me now. But we get some other good shows coming up soon. Elimination Chamber going to be in Perth. That's going to be great. We potentially do like a 5 a.m. watch along. We're talking about it.
Yes,
it could be a thing. So keep your eyes out for that.
So let me see. This was 6 hours ago, and it looks like Cody posted, because he had to make a decision. I mean, obviously, we know what the fucking decision was, but I made my decision. WrestleMania press conference, Las Vegas, big press conference scheduled for tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. Mobile Arena approves the long company and plans in the works. Stern Wrestling Observer, with The Rock long ago. Someone mentioned it. Oh, it's crazy. So, yeah. So, you know, they're just going to talk about it tonight at some point.
It's on right now because it was at 7 o'clock.
It was at 7. So, so there'll be more updates as you see this. And then we'll be back to talk about a lot of that stuff going on, too. But I definitely want to, you know, get the time to check that out and see what the narrative is now coming from Cody's camp.
And then we'll get you set for the Smarkies. I'll put out some imagery for you of nominees, and we'll have that. It's going to be a bonus episode, a special episode, so it won't be a regular show. We got to work on that and get that set up for you. That'll happen very soon. Just keep your eyes out for it. We'll let you know when it's coming anyway. And then next week, I don't even know. Next week will be something crazier. I always want to say, this is what we're going to talk about next week. But I don't want to pin myself anymore because shit pops up. None of this stuff was what we were going to talk about this week. This whole week was supposed to be the Smarkies. And so much stuff came up that we had a whole episode full of stuff that we didn't think we were going
to
talk about.
Yeah, we're probably going to have to just do a special episode to get that off, or, you know, do some different segments at the end of these episodes to do it. We'll figure that out, but we're definitely going to have the Smarkies popping soon. I just want to leave you with this real quick. This is from this article that just came out a little while ago. So we were just talking about, like different concepts and ways it can be done. In case you're wondering, WWE has not changed their idea about The Rock versus Roman Reigns, obviously. The idea was floated out there by Dave Metzler. That WWE may have Roman Reigns wrestle The Rock on one night and then Cody on another night of WrestleMania. I'm waiting for confirmation to see if that option was ever on the table, but was explicitly told that The Rock acting as a special referee or WWE booking a triple threat match was never on the table and is not up for serious consideration.
Ooh, that's
we'll have to see what direction they go, but fans should really be ready for a wild ride regardless. See what I'm saying?
Like yeah.
They know they got to mix it up, right?
Right. And you guys are, they're working you into a shoot. Stop getting worked into a shoot. You guys are like so mad at something because you want something to happen.
No, I like it. I mean, stay mad because you're going to tune in.
Yeah.
And then I hope that you're fucking surprised or blown away. I like this shit. I like when people get this invested. It's like the Super Bowl tomorrow. You know how many people are on Sunday, you know how many people are fucking super invested in this shit? Even if they're not like a fan of like a team or whatever. Once you start watching the game, even if you're just here, like, I'm not invested, this ain't my team here. But when you're watching the game, there's aspects of it that you get into. You know what I mean? Right. So, like,
I've seen people that I know that haven't been watching WWE in my wrestling groups that are like, oh, I think I'm going to have to tune into WrestleMania now.
Correct. So, and think about all the, like, folks that haven't been tuned in at all.
The casual fans.
Yeah, that are coming back because The Rock is bringing a profile with them. You know what I mean?
So, they're like, The Rock. Yeah, there's probably a lot of people from our generation, our age group.
Correct.
That are like, oh, wait, Rock's going to be at Mania? Well, all guess I'm going to be at a Mania party.
Like, wait, The Rock, Triple H? Like, what the fuck's going on, guys?
That's nuts. Hey. But that's it for this week. We'll be back with another episode next week. Smarkies, sometime along the line, you'll find out when those are coming. Until then, I'm Sean Puff, for Lonell Walker, and this has been Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks.
Let's go.
Peace out.
The Smarks in here, the Smarks in here, yeah. What you about to do before you do it?
Say what?
I telegraph your every move, but now you're just the coolest. Time to get into it, moving to the music.
The Smarks in here, the Smarks in here, yeah.
I'm a smart mark, yeah, I'm a smarky smart. I wrestle talk with Ollie Davis over Homer cards.
We're pink cards,
subject to change, reigning the superstars.
I got a love-hate relationship with pro wrestling.
I'm a smart mark, yeah, I'm a smarky smart. I wrestle talk with Ollie Davis over Homer cards.
We're pink cards,
subject to change, reigning the superstars.
I got a love-hate relationship with pro wrestling.
What are you all daring about?